Looking for the best place to buy tickets for any of your favorite teams or sporting events? We've got the spot. Our partner, StubHub, has been the leading ticket marketplace in the world for over 20 years, providing a 100% guarantee with every order. From a worldwide selection of live events, the widest choice of tickets, and industry-leading partnerships, StubHub has what you need to purchase with confidence. StubHub, an official partner of The Athletic.
This is breaking news.
Breaking news from The Athletic.
Hello and welcome into a special edition of The Big Football Show. I'm Mitch Sherman. It is Wednesday, October 28th, week two in the Big Ten, and we've got our first cancellation of the season in this league. Jesse Temple, our Wisconsin writer for The Athletic, is with me. Jesse, what are the details today from Madison?
Wisconsin's football team has paused all team-related activities for 7 days because of an elevated number of COVID-19 cases within the Badgers program. So obviously that means Wisconsin's game against Nebraska on Saturday will not be played. This is something that's certainly been brewing for the last few days. Graham Mertz, who's a redshirt freshman who started the season opener against Illinois, tested positive, and the second test confirmed that. And as of Wednesday morning, according to the school, a total of 12 people within the football program had tested positive for COVID-19 in the past 5 days. And that figure includes 6 student athletes and 6 staff members, including head coach Paul Christ. So obviously this is a very serious situation for Wisconsin's program, and that led to the cancellation and the team shutting things down for a week.
Right. Christ is now the second Big Ten coach to test positive. We had Jeff Brohm, the Purdue coach, who tested positive ahead of week one. He missed the Boilermakers season opener against Iowa and will be back on the sideline this weekend as Purdue goes to Illinois. But for Paul Christ, what does this mean for his availability with the Badgers? And how long is Wisconsin potentially looking at a pause in activity?
Well, that's the thing about this is it's such a fluid situation. So right off the bat, there's 7 days where they're shutting things down, but that means best case scenario, people are healthy enough that they've got the numbers under control and they could return to practice hypothetically next Wednesday. And you have to ask, will that be enough time to get ready for a game 3 days later at home against Purdue? That's best case scenario. And then the other situation is because the Big Ten has stricter protocols in place, people who test positive are out for 21 days. So we're talking half a dozen players to this point. And I should also mention that this school said additional test results are pending, so we don't necessarily know what the final number will be. This is not a situation where it's just going to be one weekend and everything will be back to normal. You're talking about players who are going to miss 2 or even 3 games. And at that point, you're halfway into a Big Ten season that is already shortened because it's an 8-game regular season schedule.
Right, Jesse. I mean, I think we all saw the rules back in September, the thresholds and how strict they were in the Big Ten, that 5% team rate, the 7.5% team population positivity rate. Obviously, Wisconsin has hit those thresholds, but until it's put into place and you see how significant this can be, it's really jarring today to see how this may impact Wisconsin's entire season. Mertz, of course, is such a huge piece of things, not to mention all of the other players. But, we're looking at a possibility where Wisconsin's season after 1 week could be derailed by this situation.
And quite honestly, it makes me wonder when the next instance is going to take place. We haven't even reached week two of the Big Ten season, and we've already got one cancellation. And I think the Big Ten backed itself into a corner here by not allowing for any scheduling flexibility whatsoever. When the Big Ten initially came up with its revised schedule after it dumped those non-conference games, there were 3 available weekends. So if something like this happened, you could move the game to another week later in the season. Well, now you can't do that. As I said, they've backed themselves into a corner where they've got these 8 games and 8 weekends, and then the 9th week is that Champions Week, where the West and East Division champions play each other, and then you go on down the line with the 2s and the 3s all the way down to 7. So that's the situation we're in, and I think you're right. It's going to impact Wisconsin well beyond this weekend, and this is a Badgers team that is the West Division favorite, that had beat Nebraska 7 consecutive times since 2012, and now that game's not going to be played, and you just wonder how it's going to impact the race in the Big Ten, but really Wisconsin's entire season.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.
Right, and for Nebraska, we're talking about another missed opportunity. This is a school that has been hungry to get a signature win. It's kind of the story of Scott Frost's three seasons in Lincoln. He's 9-16 in his first 25 games. And in spite of that 52-17 loss at Ohio State to open the season last Saturday, the Huskers had some reasons to feel good about a few things, in particular how they played at the line of scrimmage against the Buckeyes. There was a lot to work on, of course, and Nebraska was anxious to get on the field, of course, as all of these teams were. Would have been the Huskers' home opener this weekend against Wisconsin to get to fix some of those problems, and now they'll have to wait until November 7th, assuming things are okay elsewhere in the league, for a trip to Northwestern. I think, Jesse, you can expand on this, but we have, just begun to get here to the tip of the iceberg as far as how these issues are going to impact the Big Ten, and probably in for a long, complicated several weeks ahead to even determine division champions in this league.
Yeah, you're right, because now Wisconsin's not going to play more than seven games, and let's say some of these other teams play eight games, and they're going to be a half a game behind or a whole game behind when you look at the schedule. And then another thing to consider is, if I'm not mistaken, Mitch, I believe that under the Big Ten's rule book, you have to play at least six games to be considered a conference champion. So now you just wonder what the domino effect to this is. And will teams want to do as much as they can to ensure that they don't drop below that six-game threshold? It would almost... It's just, there's so many question marks, and we've seen the number of games that have already been postponed or canceled in other conferences. Again, I think this was sort of inevitable. As much as you try to contain this thing, these college kids are obviously not in a bubble. And so this is a situation that we have. And Mitch, you talked about Nebraska's week one game. I should mention Wisconsin's week one game. The Badgers looked like a Big Ten title contender. Certainly a team that, which has been so close to Ohio State in recent years, could give the Buckeyes a run for their money. Now, they were playing Illinois, which is picked to finish last in the Big Ten West, but it was total domination by Wisconsin. The Badgers won that game 45-7. Obviously, it was Graham Mertz's coming out party. He threw for five touchdown passes. He went 20-21. One of the great debuts we've ever seen, certainly at Wisconsin and really in the Big Ten. And the defense didn't allow a single touchdown. The only points Illinois scored came on a fumble by tight end Jake Ferguson that was returned for 39 yards. So, yeah, Wisconsin was off to a great start, and you just have to wonder how this will impact the team moving forward, because if they do come back midweek, will they have enough time to get ready for Purdue, and will there be lingering effects that last week's because you're missing players?
Yeah, it's hard to imagine, even if Wisconsin is able to play that game based on the protocols, that with a couple of days of practice at a maximum next week before the Purdue game, that that thing can come off as planned. But we'll find out more about that in the days ahead from Barry Alvarez and others in Madison. Should mention that this game will go as a no contest for both teams. It's not a forfeit. It's not a win. It's not a loss. There is no impact on the record for either one of these two teams, Nebraska or Wisconsin, as a result of this cancellation. So that is it for this emergency episode. We're going to get out of here and go write our stories, read them Wednesday on The Athletic. Be sure to subscribe to The Big Football Show on Apple and Spotify. Leave us a review and a 5-star rating. Colton Pouncey and Austin Meek are back with a new episode Thursday for Michigan. Jesse and Ari Wasserman are here on Friday. Thanks for listening.